From the KHBT studios, it's time for the Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank. And now a look into the Humboldt school system on 97.7 The Bolt.
Classic hits, 97.7 The Bolt. Good morning. It's time for Wildcat News. We have Nicole Fusco. She's the dance coach here with the Humboldt Schools. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Oh, same to you.
Thank you very much. Any travel or are you just hanging out at home?
Just hanging out at home
this year. Yeah. And that's good sometimes. Just I know you have a very busy schedule.
Crazy.
Yes. You have a big dance competition coming up on the 6th?
December 6th,
yes. Yeah. Tell us about that.
So it's the ISDTA state competition, their championships, and it is in Wells Fargo down in Des Moines. Also, some of the dances are in Hy-Vee Hall, I guess I should say. It's so big. Iowa actually has the largest state dance competition in the nation.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a really big deal. So we'll be heading down Thursday night to get ready, but we'll be performing our pom routine around 10:30 in the morning in Hy-Vee Hall, and then our kick routine around 11:50 in the morning in Wells Fargo. We'll be facing east because they alternate which sides they face. Like, everything in dance is like runs like clockwork. Like, you have to be there, and like it's this one and then that one. So it's easy to know what to expect. So if I tell you a time, like, that's when you need to be there. And then we have a little bit of a break, and our jazz routine isn't until about 7 p.m. Back in Hy-Vee Hall C. But we have some really high energy, like Latin themed, lots of flair, lots of sass routines. And it really, really, really helps the girls whenever we have an audience to yell for them and cheer them on and help energize them. So we're hoping as many people can come down as possible. Admission is $18 for the day. And if someone were to want to be able to see us, but they can't make the trip down, there is an option for streaming. If you go to isdtalive.com, or another great option for them is this Sunday at 5:30 at Iowa Central Community College in Hodges Fieldhouse, their gym. Okay. They're going to have like a state send off where everybody local that's going to be heading to state performs their routines. So we'll be there. Manson will be there. Fort Dodge will be there. The Iowa Central team, of course, will be performing. So if you're wanting a chance to get to see us and support us and you can't make it down December 6th, that's another great opportunity to come and show your support.
How many students do you have out for dance?
This year, there are 15 girls on the team.
Very good. Is that up, down, kind of standard?
This is my 7th year coaching, and I've had between 15 to 18 girls like that whole time. It's pretty standard for Humboldt.
Do you write the choreography yourself, or do you look outside?
For state routines, I bring in choreographers. So this year we're trying someone new. He actually does a lot of choreography in Iowa for some of the bigger schools like Urbandale, and has great success with them. So we decided, even though he was more expensive, to bring him in and try it and see how it goes. Luckily, thanks to our amazing community and sponsors and fundraisers, we were able to afford to bring him on. And so we're hopeful that that turns out well for us.
Is this a self-funded group?
Oh yeah, dance team. The only thing that we have are our fundraisers and sponsorships and donations. Yeah, we have no budget, so to speak. Like, we don't get anything from like the school or athletic boosters or anything like that. We're completely self-sufficient.
Community.
We love our community. They support us.
Humboldt does a very good job of supporting Humboldt.
Yeah, and absolutely.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So I'm just going to take a turn here. How many fundraisers do you have a year, and when is your next one?
So it varies. In the summer, we always ask for sponsors for our poster so that your name can be on our poster and everything. We have one of our biggest fundraisers is actually on our dance team night, which I'll talk to you about when I come again in January. But we hold a clinic for kids. And we raise money that way. And then also just charging a $5 admittance fee to our showcase helps us raise money. The night before our showcase, we'll do a silent auction that raises money. And then the most consistent one is our yard line sales. So if you ever hear at the football game when they're announcing, you know, second quarter drill team winners, it's the yard lines. But we're also so fortunate in that, and that half the time winners tell us, like, keep the money. And they don't even want their winnings. And mm-hmm. I'm so fortunate to be coaching in this community.
And you've been coaching here for 7 years.
This is my seventh year. Yes. Yeah.
So tell us your background. When did you start? Where's the interest? And at some point a light turned on and you said, this is what I want to do. This is my career.
Well, I did dance like all throughout my youth, and even danced for a year at college, then went away and kind of did life for a while. And when I moved back to Iowa in 2016, I was working at a local studio and doing things. And some of the girls there told me, like, hey, we don't have a dance team coach anymore. We think it'd be really great if you did it. And so based on the girls reaching out to me, I was like, okay, I'll give it a go. And I just kind of fell in love with it.
How many hours do you put into something like this?
A minimum of 6 a week. That's like the minimum, because we always have at least 6 hours of practice. But if we're, you know, having extra practices or there's competitions and I have to drive them 2 hours to Newton and have an all day competition and drive back, like, it's kind of innumerable. Plus all the behind the scene things of registering and coordinating and the emails and ordering costumes. It's kind of never ending.
So with the dance team, what's probably the most expensive thing that you have to get for the year?
It depends. Either choreography or the costumes. So you can buy costumes used, or you can buy them new, or you can buy like custom made ones. So we have some custom made POM costumes that we got 2 years ago that say Wildcats. Like, they're made specially for us. Those were quite spendy, around $5,000.
Oh my.
Yes. And our choreography this year was around $4,500. So choreography and costumes can be real costly, which is why we're always needing to raise those funds, because we don't want to wear the same costume year after year after year, because your costume in dance needs to match the style of the song.
So you're changing, and you have to have the costume changes. I'm familiar with that. I have grandkids that are dancing down in the Des Moines area, and I'm amazed all the time at the amount of work that goes into it. And as you mentioned earlier, it's so very timely. Everything is just on spot. It's like,
yes,
move it. And then changing changing rooms? I don't know. What do
the
they
dressing
have
rooms can
the
be
dressing
chaos,
rooms.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
There is a big dressing room at State. Like, it's just a big, huge open, like they take Hy-Vee Hall A typically and just have that open for everybody. And then there's just places where everyone can sit. And then they have curtained off areas within there for a section for girls and a section for guys, because we've actually seen a big increase in the participation of guys at State competition, which has been fabulous. So, yeah.
If somebody wants to make a monetary donation, how do they do that?
There's multiple ways. The best way would probably just to be to send a check to the school made out to the Humboldt dance team.
Okay. And just the costumes, you're talking $5,000, choreography, $4,500, not to mention travel expenses.
Yeah. Well, that the school does.
Okay.
That we are very thankful for. The school provides us with either vans or a bus. Yay, shout out to the school for coordinating that, and Leo and transportation, and Ryan, the athletic director. Like, they helped me sort and do all that. Pom-poms, you can only use them for a season or two, and then they start looking worn, and we need to get new pom-poms, and those are hundreds of dollars. Like, there's a never-ending cycle of expenses for us. We pay for our hotel rooms. Any time that we go compete somewhere, it's never ending.
Sure. Well, kudos to you. I know it's a big task to take on, but I can tell just by your facial expressions that you very much enjoy it.
I do.
And we very much enjoy you being here. Let's talk about the dance competition. Again, it's coming up on December 6th.
Yes.
How do we, if we can't get to it, what's that stream address again?
Yep. So if you want to look for tickets or purchase streaming, you can go to isdtalive.com because it's the Iowa State Dance and Drill Team Association.
Okay. Are we missing anything? Did you have anything else that you wanted to add before we conclude?
Just come support your lady cats.
Wonderful. Nicole Fusco is the dance coach with the Humboldt Schools. Good luck and congratulations already on a good year. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
This has been Wildcat News on Classic Hits 97.7 The Bolt.
Are you looking for a new home or considering refinancing your mortgage?